You hold on. Okay, our reading is from Mark 4, verses 26 to 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make their nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Okay. So we're carrying on the study of the kingdom of God is like. And we're sowing seeds, and hopefully some slides might appear. Super. So, on your tables, you should have a little bit of soil and an envelope. Now, I did put one on that table, and someone's removed it. So, you should have a little envelope, and there should be four little seeds in there. Now, any guesses what the seeds are? What are they? Sunflower. Yes, they're actually red sunflower seeds. I didn't know you could get red sunflowers, but you can. So, on your tables, can you plant the seeds in the soil? Okay. Well done. I'm sure this is fully compliant with health and safety over breakfast. Okay, all sown. Right. Now I want this side of the room to really worry about their seeds. I want you to really worry about them growing. And then this side of the room, I want you to just be relaxed, bit of prayer, you know, not much worrying, okay? Okay, are you worrying all right? Are you really worrying about your seeds? And you're nice and relaxed and okay. So, are they growing? Keep worrying. I'm sure they will grow more. So they're not growing, no? Okay. Oh dear. Okay. So we come to this parable. The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. I now want you to, if you move on to the next one, on your tables, just have a little think for a few minutes about what. Now we know they're sunflower seeds, so don't say that as the answer. But what is when Jesus says about this parable and scattering the seed, what is the seed that we are as Christians being called to scatter? And then, no, don't answer straight away. You're meant to have a discussion on your table. And then how do we scatter seeds? How do we scatter the seeds that that Jesus is talking about? What's our responsibility? And that's where I got you worrying. And what can we do to influence the growth of the seed? So just have a little chat amongst yourselves for a couple of minutes, and then I'll get you to shout out the answers then.
Yeah, he's left them on that table.
She donated it to where it was. She saw the needy.
Right. So come on, Jeff. What is the seed?
The seed is the word of God and Jesus in our lives. So, what?
We might start.
What are you to think to the?
We can hear your conversation.
Okay, so I'm coming to the most intelligent looking table. maybe not so intelligent. So, what is the seed?
God's love. God's. No, I'm not speaking in
love. She said God's love.
The word of God, God's love.
God's love. Okay. So, God's love is the seed that Ian talks about. You're relaxing, okay. So, how do we scatter?
By preaching the gospel.
By speaking to people and showing them the word of God.
Okay.
Well,
telling them the word of God.
Okay. And you can have your moment now. Yeah, well, you've got to do the third one. What is our responsibility?
To share God's love with people that we meet, people that we know, and just, I don't know, I'm lost for words now.
Yeah, and then we'll come to the warriors. I'm going to pick on you. What can we do to influence the growth of the seed?
Water it.
Talk to that.
Water it.
Water it.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
So, that's gone back to the beginning. I've got some examples of where I think people have sown seeds, but unbeknown to me, when Rose spoke, that is exactly what we're talking about showing kindness to people, acts of kindness, faith in action. Last week we had Love Lake, and that is, I think, an example of sowing seeds. Yeah. Now, we may not see a response straight away, but it's about sowing the seeds, and I think that's our responsibility. These are some examples. John is, it is his real name, I've protected no one's identities. John is a client of our debt advice centre. John has type 2 diabetes. He's now registered blind. He can't walk. His feet have gone. And Right at the beginning of the life of the Debt Advice Centre, he was sent a personal independence claim form to fill in, which, if anyone's filled one in, is 40 pages long, which for a blind person is quite difficult. So we filled that in, and we're still filling forms in 4 years later. I went to see John, though, just before we went away on holiday, and he told me he's now going to church. And I was really pleased about that. You know, he's going to one near Upton. But, you know, a seed had been planted and it had come through. Ken and Betty are friends of Jan and I. They're not friends anymore because they've died. But when we lived in Abergele, they were in our house group. And they were two of the most Christian people I think we had ever met. But they had two adopted children. And neither of them were Christians, and they just prayed for them faithfully and showed them unconditional love. We went to Betty's funeral, and there was Ken and Betty's daughter, Ruth. Now, Ruth had been through several partners, had had three children, all with different fathers, so quite a mixed up life. But never did Ken and Betty stop praying, which I think is sowing seed and showing unconditional love. And their son-in-law, Terry, who was a drug addict, he was leading the worship. The grandchildren were all playing in the band. So again, you know, from that unconditional love that Ken and Betty showed, and they did it without judgment, the whole family had become Christians, and I thought that was amazing. And then Ruth said, to quote, I don't worry about my children becoming Christians because all they're doing is creating their own testimony at the moment, and one day they will come through. And it was really strong. And then Princess Diana, the one act that I think is was sowing seeds was, you'll all remember when she shook the hand of the AIDS patient and completely changed the way society viewed people with HIV and AIDS. And the quote I found was, with one small, simple act, she helped shatter the stigma facing those with HIV and AIDS. And I remember, I would have struggled to shake the hand of someone with AIDS because we were all scared silly of the flipping thing, weren't we? And then she just did it. One small act, kindness, massive impact. And so later in the readings there is the parable of the sower, and we all know that parable, I think, quite well. And we know that the seeds fell. Some on the rocks, some eaten by birds, some grew up amongst the thorns, and some grew on the good soil. And this was the reason that I asked you all to worry. We actually don't have to worry about the seeds that we sow, we just have to sow them. If we don't sow them, they can't grow. They just remain in the bag and will never come good. Whereas if you sow them, some may not develop at all, but some will grow. And I think it's our job, as Rose did earlier, you know, to go out there and sow the seeds in our society. You know, Jesus was very clear that the command to us was to love our neighbour, not to pick our neighbours, but to love our neighbours. And one way we love our neighbours is by showing them love. I also noticed in the parable of the sower that Jesus said that the seed that was cast was good seed. So you all have good seed within you. You have good seed to sow. And it's important that we just don't retain the seed in the bag. We have to sow it. So I'm coming to the end of what I'm going to say. I want you to take the seeds home, one, you know, designate the green-fingered one. I will give a prize to the best sunflowers that grow. Apparently, you'll be pleased to know that they can grow up to 5 foot tall. They're great as cut flowers. Ideally placed next to a wall, so that's where you've got to put them. Your seed should appear within 14 to 21 days. So about 4 weeks from now, I'm expecting to see little photos of seedlings and then them growing up into fully blown sunflowers. If anyone wants some sunflower seeds, I've got another four envelopes and there's some in there. Thank you.